So what's up, guys? How are we all doing this Friday afternoon? Happy Friday, everyone, though. I don't know if you guys remember us, but we're Flatbed Radio. We're new to the Radio Lyric community, and with me, I have Mitchell and a special guest with us today, Michael. Say hi to the listeners, Michael.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's my first time here, just joining this, you know.
Mitchell, you're not saying hi?
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Flatbed Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about
the legendary pop king, Michael Jackson. As you know, the show is going to touch on fashion and music and how they intertwine. And we thought, why not start today? Let's take it back to the 90s and talk about one of the most iconic people in the music and fashion world. I don't know if people know him for being iconic in the fashion world too, but then we know him as being iconic in both. The great Michael Jackson, rest in peace. As we all know, we all know him for his music, but then we also knew him for his fashion, his taste in fashion from the white glove he always wore to the shiny jackets, the Swarovski diamond encrusted jackets. We also know him for, I don't know, what else do we know him for, guys?
He basically, you know, the biker jacket he wore in Bad?
Yeah.
The music video, he actually influenced, like, the, if you know this brand, Elix Studio.
Elix, yeah.
He basically influenced that, like, that came from him.
True.
Like, if you know the fedora that Pharrell wore in 2014, was it the Grammys?
Yeah.
He got it from Michael Jackson as well. Yeah, it was pretty sick.
We still see the legend inspiring young creatives today.
Yeah.
So today we're just gonna touch on a few fits or a few iconic fits he had in his time, and we're just gonna discuss about them. Starting off with his military jacket. I don't know if any of our listeners can relate to, can, like, I don't know. We don't have pictures of them, but then I don't know if any of our listeners right now could, you know, just search up his jacket. He had like a few designers back in the day, like Swarovski and Christoph Baumann, like, make his customized some of his performance fits with the military jacket. I don't know if you could touch on that.
That was basically like a signature part of, like, his wardrobe. Like, if you know Michael Jackson, you know him for the military jacket.
True.
He also influenced, I think Beyonce got it from him as well. That was like a major part of his wardrobe and like one of the few things like that he left as an influence to the fashion industry.
Yeah, we still see a few like Michael mentioned, like Elix and a few other fashion houses like Prada. We still see that models like run down with a few of the jackets too. Mitchell, do you know of any other fits? Nah. Well, apart from that, we also know about the glove he always wears on his left hand, and we know he had a thing for diamonds, for sparkly diamonds and everything.
And if you notice, like, most like fashion like brands right now, they're making a comeback with the gloves. You look at Chanel,
yeah.
They're basically incorporating that into their like new collections and all of that.
Louis Vuitton too.
So like it's making a huge comeback.
This man spends like 2,500 pounds to 3,500 pounds on customized gloves on diamonds for his gloves and his outfits. How crazy is that, you know? Spending that much on diamonds.
Yeah, and if you look at it, if you look at the Louis Vuitton, they actually they had a Michael Jackson inspired glove for the latest collection.
Yeah.
They actually have one. So it's like,
yeah, actually sick. People don't really notice that, but then like for you, like, how long he's been dead? He died in 2009, and
yeah,
like,
he's still inspiring people, like, because people like go to his old fits and look for inspiration as to what to incorporate into like the latest like fashion and all that.
We're probably gonna be seeing more of that.
Definitely. That's definitely gonna be there.
Yeah, what else can we touch on now? Well, we noticed the tight pants.
Tight pants?
Yeah, the tight pants. As in, like, did you ever see it? No. Do you see that making a comeback? Because, like, we know, like, back in the day, he'd always be wearing tight pants and those long white socks.
Bro, I don't think that's making a comeback. That's definitely not making a comeback, bro.
Yeah, I think everyone's going back to baggy fits now. You know, baggy
like
straight
jeans. Like the Boca jeans and all that. Like, that's the thing that's making a comeback right now.
Yeah, shout out to Michael Jackson though. Wish you were still with us. Even before the funny thing is, like, even before he died, because like he was set to go on tour.
Yeah.
And like according to Bauman and Swarovski, who he was in partners with, he already had custom fits made for him. All plated with diamonds for each show. Like, imagine how sick that is. That is really sick.
You know the famous the Thriller jacket, the red Thriller jacket? And that was like iconic. Like, very people copied that.
I'm trying to cut myself a biker jacket too. You know?
Yeah, that the red one, that was like a staple piece for him. A
staple piece for real.
So it's like crazy.
I didn't even ask you guys, how are you all doing today? How are we all doing today? You know, because it's really cold outside, windy and everything. It was
wind outside is awesome. It's crazy.
I hope you all are just
stay warm.
Stay warm, you know?
Buy your hot chocolate today. Just do all that.
Yo, Mitchell, how you doing today? You're very quiet today. What's
extremely
up?
Extremely quiet.
My man's sick. It's not feeling too well. It's under the weather. Don't think we're only gonna be talking about Michael Jackson today. We're gonna be also talking about fits, fashion trends from the 90s that we see making a comeback or making a potential comeback in the future. What fits do you wear now? Do you guys wear now from the 90s that you found like really interesting?
I'd say certainly the bogus pants.
Bogus pants.
Yeah, like those flared pants.
Oh, yeah.
That's making a huge comeback, bro. Like, that's a huge comeback.
One thing I find, I don't know what they're called, but then they're like the Manaprees, like they're those three-quarter jeans.
Oh, yeah, true.
I think those are hard, also making a comeback. All right. Anyway, apart from that, we have the Raiders snapbacks, or just snapbacks in general, you know?
Yeah.
We see them making a comeback too.
Definitely.
We're going to go on a short break right now, and we'll be back.
To go get them.
Oh, for real?
Okay, and we're back. It's Mitchell again. Sorry, I had problems with my headphones.
Yeah.
Okay, so going forward, before we talk about fits, I think we need to acknowledge that it's Black History Month.
Facts.
And we need to talk about how much of a cultural icon Michael Jackson has been, even till this day. I mean, you still see kids posting Instagram videos trying to dance to Michael Jackson songs, putting on fits.
There's like this new guy in Paris, like you put like a coin, like Michael Jackson's son, like the guy, like there are bare people that like the moonwalk is coming back, like even at this
point. I don't think it's coming back, I just think it never left.
It just never left.
It never left. It's never even gonna leave, it's just still there chilling. So right now with me, I have a list of trends, and the three of us right now, we're going to discuss and see if they are going to make a comeback, if they're in right now, or if they're never going to come back. Starting with overalls with strap down, what are your takes?
Yo, that is making a huge comeback. Like, the modern day fashion, that is definitely, it's like a staple fit. That has to come back. It has to.
Has to? Mitchell, yeah, what do you think? Do you think you see yourself copying one of those?
No, I actually don't see myself one of those. No.
What about you? Me? Yeah, definitely. For the summer, I'm trying to look like a young Will Smith.
Yo, not summer right now. I'm trying to copy right now.
It's too cold for those.
It doesn't matter, bro. You can put it on with like a puffer or something.
Okay.
I see. But we have to give Will Smith credit for that.
Yeah, it's still lit though. And the man even rocked them like he didn't even rock them like to the full length. He rocked them with like to halfway like shorts. So that's a tough one to do. Alright, next one, mood rings. You know, what do you think? What do you think of mood rings? Or just rings in general? I don't know if you can say mood rings.
I have like 4 rings on like right now, so that's like an accessory. It has to remain.
I don't think ever.
Probably never left.
I mean, 4 rings. Like I would buy, but like I've never gone out of my way to go buy stuff. Like I don't go to the mall often. Like I buy a chain or anything else, but like it's not something like I go for. You know what I'm saying? I just have to see it.
Okay. What do you do? What do we think about SKTs? We know skate brands, Palace, Thrasher, but do you still rock skates? You ever rock skates?
I would, but I just haven't. I just don't like, because there's some other good tees out there besides those. Mm. So like I don't really decide to rock those.
I feel like skate tees, I really like them because of the graphics they have on them. Supreme.
Of course.
Like Supreme is really big just from skating. I mean, look at the Supreme and LV collab. But then also Palace, Thrasher, what else?
I mean, that's all we can think of
right
now.
That's all I can think of right now. Yeah. Basically,
I mean, because those are the big ones.
Yeah.
Oh, but there's still. I just remember another one, Dime. I don't know if anyone knows Dime.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I know. We're just gonna address the big ones for now. I don't know if our listeners know any big ones, but
well, okay, there's also Nike SB, but they don't really make.
I think they're just on the shoes.
Yeah, just shoes.
Just shoes. Yeah.
Yo, DC, DC shoes. I feel like those they never really left, but they were just like low key for
just
a while.
Low key for a while.
Cause like if you're an OG skater, you definitely have DC shoes. Mm. At least you have one that you barely wear, you don't wear. Mm. Like that's like a staple shoe.
Yeah, Vans as well.
Yeah, Vans. Obviously, never left. It never left, bro.
Alright, this one's for the ladies. I don't know any guys who wear this, but like if you do, good for you, I guess. Biker shorts, or like cycling shorts.
You could see that those in Yeezys.
Yeah, like I didn't even know when those came back. Like I didn't even know those like came back.
Like I feel like it was after the campaign. I think it was
what campaign?
The season 5.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They just came back out of nowhere, and I was like,
yeah,
whoa.
Kanye brought them back quickly, so it was like,
I was like, damn, man, I like, wow, they look sick too. Like not gonna lie, they look sick. I wish I could wear those, but I don't see myself. No, the Vacuum shorts, bro, like. Out of nowhere, like, I think it was over the summer or last year, like, I just started seeing them out of nowhere, like, or even, like, this fall, September, I was like, why is everyone wearing those, like.
Yeah, but I think they only fit women, to be honest.
Nah,
don't say that, bro.
Because in the summer, I saw a lot of
fashion's versatile.
Exactly.
Anyone can wear anything.
Like, I saw a lot of people wearing that, so it's like, nah.
You saw men wearing biker shorts.
Yes, riding bikes. In the summer, bro. Like it's in the summer, bro.
Okay. What are we? Chain wallets, or just like chains hanging on
the
pants?
Oh, the pocket chain?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's definitely. But like as I said, I don't go out of my way to buy accessories. To be honest.
Bro, those are very essential when it comes to outfits, bro.
Okay, this one.
Skechers.
What do you think?
Yo, I love Skechers,
bro. Oh, yo, I thought I was the only one.
I love Skechers, bro.
I was ready to argue this shit out with you because I know I don't think you're the type to wear Skechers.
I love Skechers, bro.
No Skechers?
Like, I used to have Skechers when I was in high school. And Yeah, I had Skechers, but like, I don't see them as shoes I wear out.
Yeah, because people were sleeping on those shoes.
Sleep on
bro.
Skechers. Oh my goodness. Can't. Like, people but are like, still sleeping on Skechers, bro.
What's really.
Like, it made a comeback, like, last year.
I don't think it's made a full comeback yet. It's still on the rise. On the
yeah,
rise.
But what's so popping about?
Yo, that's
Skechers.
The OG Dad shoe.
Facts.
That's the OG Dad shoe.
Those are the OG Dad shoes, bro.
And no one thinks, you know, Skechers are so underrated. Anytime I go to the mall, I hit up South Mark and just look at some Skechers, bro. Skechers are hard.
People were just sleeping on them, bro. They made a huge
crack. Yo, in the next 5 years, you're going to be wearing Skechers. No, bet.
Bro, no. Trust me. You will. Bet. You will wear Skechers, bro. You have to.
You be wearing Skechers.
Bro, with the way everything is going, I feel like in the next 5 years, the shoes everyone be wearing, you'll probably see people wearing more Nikes.
True.
Skechers is only for people with the different fashion sense. People that, like, as you said, they're dad shoes.
Yo, but dad shoes are, like, on the rise, like, right now. You see the film, the filler shoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like
them. Me neither. I don't like those either, but, like, they're on the rise right now.
They look like construction shoes.
construction shoes are coming back.
Yeah, no.
They're coming. Like, okay. They might come back.
You mean like military boots?
Like construction boots. Have you seen what? Check out Alik's page.
I saw those. Yo, they're coming back.
They're coming back. Just look. Yeah, you see, bro.
They're coming back, man.
Let's move on. I mean, if we're talking mainstream, like, would they really come back mainstream?
Yeah. Yo, give it time. Give it time.
It's definitely gonna come back.
We just need like a really innovative like. Designer to just, you know, mix something up and then you see they're back. How about bandanas?
I feel like those never really left. Cause like people still wear those to this day.
Yeah, but people,
you see the Bloods and Crips, like that's what they're familiar with. So it's like it never left.
Yeah, but I feel like they're trying to make like people are making it a fashion trend in a sense. Like people don't wear. I feel like. It's meant just for the head. But I feel like you see people wearing it on around their arms or legs.
Yeah, some people wear like bandana shorts, like some of them make like garments. I've seen
shorts.
I've seen bandana shorts. I think this brand is called Joy Rich LA. Crazy.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky was wearing.
That's what
bandana. Oh yeah, I saw those. Yeah, I saw those. Anyway, how about ripped jeans? I don't, like, personally, I'd say I hate ripped jeans. I feel like it shouldn't be a thing. Why rip a perfectly good, you know, set of jeans? But what do you guys think?
I mean, like, it depends on the kind of rip.
I used to wear ripped jeans, but, like, the ones that were caught at your
Because I feel like I don't even know where these came from, but like from the ripped jeans, like we started seeing like the zip, where you can like zip.
Isn't that from Bauman?
I hate those. Yeah, it came from Bauman.
There was some knockoff brand of it.
Yo, I hate those, bro. The zip was a no.
No.
The moment those came out, it was a no for me.
Okay. Combat boots. Like the Doc Martens.
Yo, I love those.
They're making a solid comeback into this.
I love those.
I feel like they were always there.
They're always there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just never went. Okay. Let's see what's worth talking on this list because we have a lot of things here. Body piercings. I don't know. I mean, I have a piercing. So like I rock them, but then what do you guys what's your take on piercings?
I probably wouldn't get a piercing. I don't know how I feel about that right now. But like I don't mind like if my girl had piercings.
Oh, to be fair, like I feel like it's just
well,
like,
if you're talking
like
nose piercings.
People. I like seeing it on people, but like I wouldn't get one. You know?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't get one.
That's cool. New Balances. Because for a while, they've been pretty dead.
I have 3 pairs of New Balances, but I don't have them in dad shoes.
No?
No.
You have a pair?
I never copped one
never
of those. Copped? I just never copped one of those.
Guess we're not rocking with New Balances. Turtlenecks.
Oh, I love those, bro. Those, I feel like those never really left. Like, those never really left.
Those never really left?
Nah.
You? Do you rock turtlenecks?
No. No? I've never had one. Unless it's like, a jacket or something.
Would you like to, yeah?
No.
No?
Can't forget the ultimate combo. A black turtleneck and a, what's it called?
Tree. Like right now, you could even see the neon. Jacket. Turtlenecks, they're coming back. There are people wearing those like right now, so it's crazy.
Okay. How about bucket hats? Bucket hats? What's our take on bucket hats? Do you like them?
Yeah.
I love those.
Love bucket hats?
Sure. Yeah.
For sure. Okay. I feel like they could complete any outfit, basically.
Really?
Most outfits.
Yeah, I had like two back in 2016.
But you don't rock them anymore?
No, someone stole them. And they were expensive because then I got them in square one.
Yeah.
But I got it from his store, but it was expensive. And I was. And I couldn't. And I didn't really want to pay again for new ones.
Alright, we're gonna go on the break soon, but before that, we're gonna talk about baggy jeans. What's our take on baggy jeans?
Definitely, they're making a serious comeback. Like right now, I started buying those like for like some months now. I feel like they're definitely making a comeback, and it's just like.
What is that? Sorry. Whoa. Sorry about that, listeners. We're having a problem with our sound right now. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go on a break, try to fix that, and come back to you guys when we're feeling good. And we're back. Wow, that's really loud. Can you hear it? We're back. For those who are just tuning in, we're Flatbed Radio, and with me today is, I forgot to introduce myself, and I'm Kishi. With me, Mitchell, and our guest today, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the show. Back to our list. You know, as we were talking about before, we're discussing trends in the 90s that are making a potential comeback, and fashion. Trends that are already in already. So back to our lists. I'm gonna start off with track jackets. Track jackets. You know?
Those have always been in. Like I feel those? Like they never Nike actually tech. Left. They never left.
Never left? Alright, how about cargo pants.
Yeah.
Cargo pants.
Yo, I love those.
Do we rock with cargo pants?
We do.
I love those.
If you're ever looking for like good cargo pants, you could check. It's downtown. Why did I forget?
Downtown Toronto. Because I'm actually looking for.
Well, they have stores everywhere.
Sometimes I just like thrift.
Let me get the name.
There's Let me see.
I'm trying to.
You'll find that name, bro. Let's put our listeners on. You can't remember?
No, Wi-Fi is really slow right now. I'm trying to get it.
If you remember, just like bring it up.
You know, we'll bring it up next week, you know?
Okay.
For those who are trying to cope. Moving on, flannels.
Flannels?
What do you think about flannels?
I feel like right now they sort of died down. I don't think it's making a comeback.
Mm.
I mean, they are fresh, but like no one really wears them anymore.
No one really wears.
Not that I've seen though, so.
I don't know, I'd rock a flannel.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think flannels are. No, I'd rock them.
Definitely.
Mitchell, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, I remember the name right now, G Star Raw. Yeah, you could go downtown Queen Street. It's just a few minutes. It's just like a 2-minute walk from Black Market.
G Star Raw.
It's a. I don't know if to say it'd be expensive, but it's like 120 for one.
That's worth it.
120?
Yeah, but they're really good.
If they're really good, then they're worth it.
They're worth it, man. I feel like they're worth it, you know, because it's making a steady comeback, you know, because like they haven't gone to like high fashion price right now. They're still like street style price. But like we still see like people getting really, what's the word? Really experimental with them. Like putting extra straps on them.
Yeah.
And like putting like other like silver chains on them. But then like, yeah, I still see them making a comeback. How about bleached dyed hair? This has nothing to do with clothes, but then like
dyed
bleached hair. Yeah. Like bleached hair.
I feel like
did you ever bleach your hair?
Yeah, and rock it? I actually did once.
You did?
Last year. I was in like, I think it was Burgundy.
Burgundy.
Yeah.
Oh man, everyone's doing Burgundy. You did Burgundy too last year.
Yeah, I dyed my hair, bro. It was,
that's a sick color.
Was your hair high?
Yeah, kind of high, but then I cut it low.
I'm planning on dyeing my hair again. I'm probably gonna do Burgundy again.
Burgundy.
Yeah
but like, I feel like if you have like a certain like a color of hair, and you wear it with like a sick outfit, I feel like it just like sort of brings it out.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like it's like, but you don't like have to do it though. But like, I just feel like it's something that could bring out an outfit.
Have you ever tried blonde?
Yeah, that was like the second color I did.
Oh.
I did burgundy and blonde and platinum blonde.
All right, cool. I don't know how I'm gonna bring this up, but then polo.
Polos?
Yeah. Like kind of like those quarter zip polo sweaters. Give me a second, I'm gonna pull it up right now. I'd say they never died per se, but then did any of us?
Wait, never... does the brand have to be Polo? Do you mean like Polo the brand or?
No, not Polo. Yeah,
you
I mean
the brand, or do you mean like
the quarters? No, okay, you know what? Let's talk about Polo the brand first. Like, do you how like?
Okay,
right now, how do you see them? Do you?
Last time I had Polo was.
That was years ago.
Are there polo stores around?
Nah, not that I've seen anyway. Like most polo pieces I see are in thrift stores. I barely haven't seen a store in ages.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I mean,
it's been a while still.
Polo is Lacoste now, to be honest.
I wouldn't say that because like. Those guys are making a comeback too.
Who?
Lacoste.
No, I feel like Lacoste has always been there. What? I mean, you could go.
Nah.
In the sense that Polo is Lacoste now. Like, if you go to any mall, like most malls, you could. There's a Lacoste store.
There's a Lacoste store in like Square One.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but like no one ever really goes. Or do you have any Lacoste?
Yeah, I do. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know.
Like, if you get the reference, pull
it. Yeah, no, I get your point. I just clicked. How about quarter zips? Oh, like quarter zip sweaters like this. Kind of like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have...
Work a pair?
I have, like, four in my closet right now.
Four? Do I have one on?
Oh, right this now. Man, you
I have one on right now.
So one right now.
I have one on right now. I like them though for certain pieces.
Still there. Really good for the winter too.
Facts.
Yeah, good for the winter too. Starter jackets. I don't know. Or more like vintage old jackets.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Yeah, I have a couple. I copped a couple.
Cause like for like I feel like when it comes to streetwear, you definitely see that.
Yeah, I actually just have. I only have one. It's a Champion jacket.
Yeah.
It was pretty expensive to be honest. Went from Urban Outfitters.
Ugh, man, you shop at Urban
Outfitters. No, but it was when I traveled to England. It was about 100 and something pounds.
Okay. This is the last one on our list. I'm sure there's probably not gonna be any arguments here. I don't like them, but I'm sure I don't hope you guys. I don't want to say I hope you guys don't like them, but then, I mean, we'll see. Air Jordans or Jordan 1s.
Bro, what? Come on, bro. Oh my goodness. Yo, I love those, bro. Oh my god. I spend any amount on those, fam.
Do you have any right now?
Nah. But like, I'm definitely, I haven't like seen them around, but I definitely
I love at least AJ1s. I feel like I get the 4s as well, probably 11s, but right now I have two pairs of AJ1s.
Okay.
Yeah, those shoes are sick. I was able to get
Royals.
Those shoes are sick.
How can't you like Air Jordans?
How can you?
I just don't get the hype, bro. Like, on Jordans, or like the whole Jordan brand, like the shoe brand.
Doesn't get hype.
I don't get the hype, bro.
You don't get the hype, bro.
There's nothing. Yo, they're just normal shoes. I see.
Oh, come on, man.
Normal shoes, bro.
Jeez.
I go Skechers over any Jordans any day. Skechers.
Nah, I definitely pick the Jordans over Skechers, bro. I definitely pick Jordans over Skechers.
Cool.
So you're saying you've never seen a pair of AJ1s that you like, a color?
I mean, I've seen. I mean, they're good shoes, but then I'm not gonna go crazy over them because they're just normal shoes.
Okay. Would you get
like I'd see them? I'd be like, oh yeah, they're okay shoes, but I'm not gonna be like, I have to get a pair, or I have to.
Nah. Okay. Would you get a Cactus Jack pair? The 4s.
Yeah.
Or 3s.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd get.
I get them. Exactly. No, those are sick. Those are sick. No, like the same way, yeah, those are sick. I prefer getting those pairs to like any other Jordan pairs. Yes, we've run down everything on our list now. So, I mean, I just want to ask this question. Michael, you're a fashionable guy. We see you. Like, for those who know you, those who follow you on Instagram, they know that you're a fashionable guy. So I'd like to ask, what brands are you looking at right now? What brands do you have interest in?
Dior.
Facts. Dior.
Louis Vuitton. Fam, those two so far, and I think which other one? Dior, Louis Vuitton, Alix, bro. Jeez, those guys are going crazy right now. Matthew is sick with the designs and all that.
Facts. I see that. Oh, I didn't even ask Mitchell. Did I ask you last? I don't even think I asked you last week. What brands, you know, what brands are you rocking with?
Right now, I'm not really looking into brands, but like, I'm at free time, I just go through websites, you know, you just window shopping.
You know,
yeah, everyone does that.
Like, I mean, I'm like on Essence or like, do you guys know Haven Shop?
Oh, yeah, I know those guys.
Haven Shop.
I'm
probably gonna cop a pair of Bapes. I mean, it's like 300, 400.
Yeah, what's your opinion on Bape, Kishi? Do you like them?
Yeah. Like the Bape Stars, like the shoes, or like the brand itself?
No, the Bape Stars are sick, but like the brand itself.
Brand itself. I don't know. They're okay.
They're really good. I feel like they're good.
Yeah, but then they're just... Just there.
I just never see myself wearing.
Yeah, Bape, I never. It's just okay.
The Bape Stars are sick though.
Maybe in high school when I saw the hoodie, like the full zip hoodie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, I'm not talking about the hoodie. I'm talking about like they have shirts and they have pants as well.
Maybe like the OG Bapes, but not the recent stuff. The OG Bapes.
Yeah.
And I also wanna clarify something. On our show last week, we said how Kanye started this whole music wave, but then we forgot to give credit to one important person, Pharrell.
That's true.
We forgot to give praise and credit to Pharrell.
That's Pharrell. I love G-Star. Pharrell, bro.
Yeah, Pharrell really pushed the scene.
Yeah, but
we forgot to give credit to him too. We
that's apologize. Like the one person that I look up to, like, fashion-wise. Yeah. Pharrell, then you can talk about A$AP Rocky. Damn, but first person I mentioned, like, when it comes to a fashion icon, Pharrell.
Did Pharrell have his deal with Adidas before?
What do you mean?
Did he have his deal before Kanye?
No, I think it was after. Not sure, but I think it was after. I don't want to be wrong here, so let me.
Yeah, well, who do you say has more of an influence?
Who?
Between Kanye and Pharrell.
If we're being honest, I'd say Kanye. But yo, I don't really rate Kanye. But I mean, can't deny that he has influenced a lot of people.
Why don't you rate Kanye?
I don't know, man. I haven't seen.
To be honest,
anything from him that I'd actually copy. You know.
Yeah.
But for real, like.
Apart from the shoes, though. Don't lie. Come on.
What shoes?
The Yeezys.
What Yeezy, bro?
The 500s, the 350s.
I wouldn't buy 350s. Just nah, the 700. I'd buy the 700s, but not 350s.
I mean, the latest one you brought out, though, that I actually heard that they were pretty comfy.
The Sea Salt?
Yeah, the 700.
The 700s.
Yeah, those looks like apart like from like I said, I wouldn't even cop the 350s too, or and they're okay shoes, but they're not like shoes I'd want to wear, you know. But yeah, I feel like Pharrell has a bigger influence in my opinion too.
Why do you think so?
I don't know, cause from the jump from like 90s, this man has been pushing Bape, like he pushed Bape for a while, like when they were back then. Like this man, you don't like in pictures. You only see him rock Bape.
But like at the same time, I think it's Kanye, cause like
it's just like Pharrell's a really calm guy.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, yeah, you don't see the man in the news. He's just low key.
That's why I say that Kanye is the most influential.
When we think about it, Kanye was probably the first rapper to get a sneaker deal with Nike.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you have to give that to him.
Give that to him too.
Oh, and I think that Pharrell's working on some, what's it called? Yo, what are those shoes called again? NMDs?
Yeah,
he's working on the NMDs. Crazy.
Crazy shoe.
Would you wear them?
Specific ones, yeah. But like...
I can't remember what they're called.
His kind? The human races?
Yes.
Human races, yeah.
They're called human races.
I actually like those.
I thought they were called like...
No, human races. Those are different shoes entirely.
Wait, which shoes?
The Huaraches.
Well, yeah, Huaraches are Nike.
They're just Nike shoes.
Oh, those okay, okay. I thought those were... Anyway, I guess we've touched on every single thing. Thanks for tuning in. For those who tune in, we love you. For those... For those who didn't, like, please, you know, next week, we're just new to this. We're trying to get into this and everything. We'd like to say have a good weekend to all our listeners, and we're going to cut down to break.
Stay warm, drink coffee.
Midterms are coming. For those who are writing midterms, good luck with that. You know.
Keep saying drink coffee.
Man, that hot chocolate is necessary, bro. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Anyway, good luck with your midterms. Stay high.
Stay what?
Stay high, you know? Stay high.
Stay high what, bro?
High in spirits, you know what? High in spirits, not the other one, but high in spirits. Valentine's is coming up, I hope.
Facts.
Yo, I don't know if you guys have plans.
No.
No plans?
I have midterms.
Midterms?
That day.
So, you know, you don't even have a little shawty that you're trying to hit up? Nah? Okay, we won't talk about that, you know. All right, but yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Peace. We got London on the train. Everyone knows.